Support provided by the Heartland Regional Health Network and Simca Family Practice, offering physicals, wellness exams, and treatment for colds and flu. Clinics throughout Williamson County. Information at heartlandregional.com.
Good Monday morning, and on your December the 12th, WSIU Almanac. Today in 1954, Canada officially adopted the Maple Leaf flag. And on this day in 1967, St. Louis native Joe Garagiola was picked to join the team of morning television's Today Show. Locally, celebrate the season and support the Carbondale High School Marching Band with the annual Marching Terriers Christmas Tree Sale. It's going on now in the parking lot of Hobby Lobby. This Sunday afternoon at 2:30, the Carmi League of Arts presents the Holly Jolly Follies at the Carmi White County High School Auditorium. Admission is free as long as you bring a non-perishable food item or diapers. In Richland County this Thursday night at 7:30 p.m., Olney Central College presents their Christmas concert at the John D. Stahl Performing Arts Center. You'll see and hear the Olney Concert Choir along with several soloists, the Olney Central College Community Choir, and an actual wind-driven pipe organ. And again, showtime in Olney, Thursday, 7:30 p.m. This Sunday in Centralia, the Bronze Expressions Holiday Concert takes place at 1250 East Rexford Avenue. This holiday event runs from 4 to 6 p.m. in Centralia. The Southern Illinois Audubon Society is once again participating in the annual Midwinter Eagle Survey. And if you'd like to get involved, call 684-6605. The tentative dates, by the way, for the survey this year are January 13th or the 14th. And that's your December the 12th WSIU Almanac. Enjoy your day. Good morning. Today is December the 12th, and on your WSIU Almanac, in 2001, after 11 years of work and millions of dollars, the Leaning Tower of Pisa opened to the public. Locally, the Southern Illinois Audubon Society is once again participating in the annual Midwinter Eagle Survey, and if you would like to become involved, call 684-6605. And the tentative dates for this year's survey are January 13th or the 14th. And speaking of bird counts, this is the 116th year of the annual Christmas Bird Count. And the Audubon Society says anybody is welcome to help. And since there are so many natural areas in Southern Illinois to see birds, there are compilers regionally whose job it is to organize the counters in certain areas. On December the 17th, for example, if you're interested in counting birds at Wren Lake, get in touch with Keith McMullen, 618-634-1057. This Friday and Saturday at the Varsity Center for the Arts, the Stage Company presents Kevin Purcell narrating A Child's Christmas in Wales. And now on the Almanac, we'll end with a portion of this weekend's A Child's Christmas in Wales with narrator Kevin Purcell. Enjoy your Monday.
One Christmas was so much like another in those years around the Seatown corner. Now and out of all sound, except the distant speaking of the voices I sometimes hear a moment before sleep, that I could never remember whether it snowed for 12 days and nights when I was 6, or whether it snowed for 6 days and nights when I was 12.